Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Destiny of Souls: New Case Studies of Life, Between Lives by Michael Newton is a spirituality and metaphysical nonfiction book that continues the project he began in Journey of Souls. Drawing on his work as a counseling psychologist and hypnotherapist, Newton presents a large set of client accounts obtained through deep hypnosis, aiming to explore what he calls the life between lives state. The book's central purpose is to map a coherent picture of the after-death interval and the lead-up to reincarnation, using case material to describe recurring patterns of experience rather than a single theological doctrine. Newton frames these narratives as experiential reports from people in trance rather than as traditional religious revelation, and he uses them to discuss themes such as spirit guides, soul groups, learning and review, and preparation for a new life, whether read as spiritual testimony, therapeutic narrative, or speculative model of consciousness. The book is designed to give readers a structured, detailed vision of continuity beyond physical life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, life between lives is the book's organizing idea. The defining topic of Destiny of Souls is its focus on the period Newton labels life between lives, meaning the interval after physical death and before a new birth. Building on the approach introduced in Journey of Souls, Newton organizes many hypnotic narratives around a shared sequence separation from the body, acclimation to a non-physical environment, and eventual preparation for another incarnation. The book is less interested in proving an afterlife than in describing an internal geography of it, using repeated motifs to suggest structure and purpose. Across the material, the life between lives setting is portrayed as a learning-oriented realm, rather than a place of eternal reward or punishment, with emphasis on growth, reflection, and gradual development. Newton uses the cumulative effect of multiple accounts to claim consistency in how people describe this interval, which is central to his argument that the reports point to more than personal fantasy. For readers, the topic functions as both a metaphysical proposal and a lens for interpreting anxiety about death, grief, and life meaning through a narrative of continuation and planning. Secondly, hypnotic regression and Newton's therapeutic method. But a major topic in Destiny of Souls is methodology. Newton's use of deep hypnosis to access what clients report as memories beyond their current life, including the between-life state. He distinguishes this practice from general past-life regression by emphasizing a more specific target and a guided interview style that aims to obtain descriptive detail. The book presents case material as transcripts or narrated sessions, and Newton uses his role as clinician to steer the exploration toward recurring questions readers often have about death, identity, and purpose. Because the evidence is experiential and subjective. The method also defines the book's limits. Skeptics may question suggestibility, confabulation, and the lack of independent verification. Newton addresses this indirectly by pointing to repetition across cases and by portraying himself as careful about leading questions, though the work remains in the domain of spiritual and therapeutic interpretation rather than laboratory science. As a result, the topic is essential for understanding how the book's claims are generated and how readers should frame them as clinical narratives offered as patterns, not as empirically settled facts. Thirdly, spirit guides and support systems in the spirit world. Destiny of Souls repeatedly returns to the idea that souls are not isolated in the between-life state. One of the most prominent elements is the presence of spirit guides or advanced helpers who assist souls after death, orient them, and support their development. In Newton's presentation, guides serve several functions, calming and stabilizing the newly transitioned soul, facilitating review and reflection, and helping the soul prepare for future incarnations. The theme often carries practical implications for readers who are drawn to the book for comfort about mortality, because it depicts the after-death environment as organized and compassionate rather than chaotic. Newton also uses the guide concept to explain how learning might occur in a non-physical context, suggesting mentorship, instruction, and stage progression. Importantly, the book does not present guides as a single dogma tied to one religion, but as a recurring feature in the accounts he collected. For readers comparing it to other afterlife literature, this topic positions Newton's model closer to a structured educational system than to traditional heaven and hell imagery, reinforcing the book's emphasis on growth and purposeful continuity. Fourthly, soul groups, relationships, and the idea of spiritual belonging. Another important topic is Newton's depiction of souls as participating in groups, sometimes described as clusters of familiar companions who reconnect between lives. These soul groups are presented as a foundation for belonging and as a context for long-term relational learning. The book uses the concept to interpret strong interpersonal bonds, difficult relationships, and recurring life themes as part of a broader educational process that extends beyond one lifetime. Rather than focusing only on the romantic soulmate idea, The material tends to broaden relationship meaning to include peers, collaborators, and those who play challenging roles for growth. And for readers, the topic offers a way to frame social experience as purposeful and interconnected, which can be emotionally reassuring and ethically motivating. It also supports the book's larger argument that the between lives state includes organization and continuity of identity, because relationships and group membership provide a narrative thread linking separate incarnations in the broader genre of reincarnation and afterlife writing. This emphasis on group dynamics helps Destiny of Souls stand out as more systematic. Presenting relational development as part of an ongoing curriculum rather than as an incidental detail. Lastly, life planning, purpose, and the reincarnation preparation process. Destiny of Souls devotes significant attention to what happens before a new life begins, portraying reincarnation as preceded by planning, reflection, and choice. In Newton's framework, souls review prior experiences, identify lessons, and prepare for circumstances that can support further growth. This theme connects the metaphysical narrative to everyday questions about meaning, why certain challenges occur, how talents might be cultivated, and how personal struggles could be interpreted within a longer arc of development. The book uses case material to suggest that preparation is not purely individual, but involves consultation with guides and interaction with other souls, linking this topic to the broader social and mentoring structure described elsewhere. While the details remain within the book's spiritual worldview and cannot be independently confirmed, the planning theme has practical psychological resonance. It encourages readers to view their lives as purposeful and to reflect on their values, patterns, and responsibilities. Within the category of spiritual regression and afterlife literature, the emphasis on preparation and intentionality differentiates the book from accounts that focus mainly on near-death experiences. Shifting attention from momentary transition narratives to a longer, structured model of personal evolution. In conclusion, Destiny of Souls is best suited to readers who are open to metaphysical ideas and who want a detailed, organized model of what might occur after death and before rebirth. It can also interest hypnotherapy clients and practitioners, not as a technical manual, but as an extended example of how Newton frames and interprets spiritual regression sessions. The primary benefit is conceptual. The book offers a coherent narrative that can reduce fear of death, reframe grief, and support reflection on purpose by presenting life as part of a larger continuum. Even readers who remain skeptical may find value in treating the case material as a study in meaning-making, spiritual imagination, and the therapeutic use of narrative. Compared with similar books in the afterlife category, it stands out for its cumulative case-based format and its effort to build a consistent map of the between-life state rather than relying on a single visionary account. It also differs from much religious afterlife writing by emphasizing learning, planning, and relationships over judgment and finality. Read alongside Journey of Souls. It functions as an expansion that adds breadth, attempts to answer common reader questions, and reinforces the distinctive life between lives focus that made Newton influential in this niche. If you would like to support Michael Newton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.